Hey, this is Leo Cologne.
And this is Rebecca Cologne.
This is a Parents Initiative podcast, and we want to thank you for joining us.
We hope that this could be used as a tool that will create an awareness in you as parents to take the initiative in becoming and being the parents that God has called you to be.
For us, it's not about being the perfect parent, but it's about each day making progress, each day moving forward and becoming a better version of yourself.
So you can give others the best version of you as a spouse, parent, family member, and friend.
Welcome to the 26th episode of the Parents Initiative podcast. This is your host, Leo Cologne, and I have my co-host, Rebecca.
Hello.
If you only knew what was happening before we started this podcast.
Listen, I'm just having a great day.
Yeah, she's having a great day, and she has no problem showing it. But hey, listen, this is your first time. We want to congratulate you for taking the time to listen. It really means a lot, and for you to take the set aside the time to listen to this says that, hey, you know, you really want to do your best to be that parent that God has called you to be. This is not about telling you what to do. This is about creating awareness in you and encouraging you and saying, hey, we're better together. We're sharing some of our mistakes and some of the things that we have learned in the past. We do have officially a teenager in the house now for over a year now, and we're learning some things along the way. We'd love to share those things with you. And also, we take the time to do some research, because as we address topics in our home, we want to know what is the best way to approach it, and we share some of those things with you. So once again, congratulations for taking the time to listen to this. So for this episode, we're going to hit on, why are they not listening? Why are they not listening? And this is a question that a lot of parents find themselves asking, either ask it to themselves or voice it out loud, because it seems like their kids are not listening. It seems like all they're doing is just saying words, and you want to look at your kid and say, do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? Or even you may have some issues with your spouse, and you don't know why they're not listening, or anyone is listening to you at in your home.
Yeah. You know, if we feel like no one is listening, this is something that I have learned the hard way. Is we need to look at ourselves in the mirror and ask ourselves this question, you know, am I the cause of this? You know, is it me? Is how I am communicating really the issue of why people are not listening to me?
Yeah. Some self-evaluation.
Yeah. That's not easy.
No, because one of the things that we've really been intentional in the last
few years,
even more recently, is saying, hey, looking at yourself in the mirror and saying, you know, what can I do to make things better? Mm-hmm. You know, and a question we need to ask ourselves is, if nobody's listening, how am I communicating?
Yeah, there's a common denominator here. Nobody's listening to me. So taking ownership and figuring out, okay, am I communicating well? I know for me, you know, and there's this no regard. I mean, this is not to jank on my parents, but I come from a place, I come from a home of, we lift our voice when we speak. Yeah. You know, and so that's a habit that I have had to break and continually have to choose to not do. But not only that, it's not just, how words are coming out of my mouth, but it's also the look on my face. How is my body language happening? What am I doing with my body when I'm trying to communicate something? I have learned, you know, there's some things that I need to do. I mean, I need to sit down eye level, and most things are really heard when you have eye-to-eye contact and you're like whispering things as opposed to screaming it from the rooftops and pointing your finger and acting like a maniac. Why do I say it that way? It's not because this, I'm speaking from experience.
Yeah. And when you say whispering, just like you're talking into this podcast where someone can hear you.
Yeah.
You know, just focusing on your tone of voice, your body language, how you're communicating your message. You know, there are times, I mean, I wish I could tell you that we have our stuff together all the time when we communicate with our kids, but we do a very good job of giving each other a look, to say, hey,
you need to calm down a little bit
because you kind of see, you know, our kids, you know, in those moments that we are communicating in an unhealthy way, you could really see it in their eyes when they glass up and you could tell they're not getting it.
Or their demeanor to where they feel beat down, they feel afraid, or, you know what I mean, like hurt, you know, just the different things. And so one thing that, like, now because of the consistency that we have, you know, really kept over the years with our kids, and, you know, when we're in public and I look across the room and I can mouth to our little girl and I say, okay, and I look at her in a specific way, in a calm way, but in an authoritative way.
And she looks at me that way too.
I whisper.
I know that look.
I whisper my lips and I say, okay. She knows that when we get home, we're going to handle business.
We'll have a talk.
Yeah.
And there may be some other things involved with that too.
But, and it's not, it's also learning how to ask those questions and learning, you know, that there's things that should be done in a way, it's age appropriate, obviously. I've learned that, you know, my son, he is a lot like me when it comes to receiving correction or, receiving correction. You know, he is a lot like me. It needs to be done to where he doesn't feel beat down and he doesn't feel like just pure garbage, you know, and like I need to be able to sit down with him and have a rational conversation and a calm conversation, asking questions. And really he responds well by that. You know, and leaving the room both at an understanding with one another.
Yeah.
And so I think, you know, that really is key, is asking yourself, okay, well, am I standing up and I look like a dictator just losing my mind?
Or you're actually going down to their level.
Am I sitting down with them? Do I have eye contact with them? Do they know that I'm coming at a place of love and grace? And am I hearing them? And this was a huge thing for me personally, is learning how to be a great listener. And I think that really goes well with, you know, about us in our marriage.
Yeah.
You know, learning how to really listen.
And these are all things that you develop over time. I mean, it's not something that you can master, and it's something that you've got to be wanting to accomplish, wanting to work on, wanting to move forward in. And so here's some basic ways to develop that good communication. Rebecca's done a great job kind of hitting on these so far, but encourage them to talk to you about the way they feel or think.
Yeah.
You know, encourage them, you know, and make it a safe place where they could express themselves. You know, just like Rebecca mentioned a few moments ago, be a good listener and focus on their response. You know, so sometimes we could sit at the dinner table and we've had some heated discussions at the dinner table.
But you couldn't hear them from the road.
No, you couldn't hear it from the road.
It was an actual calm conversation, but it was heated.
Yeah, and we would have those conversations sometimes, because maybe a topic will rise up or something, or a confession or something just takes place that didn't need to be said or done. And you could tell, like, you could see in our kids their demeanor change.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the moment that sometimes we will look at each other and say, hey, you probably need to chill out a little bit and let's talk about this later on. You know, so you focus on their body language, you focus on their response, and then you think about their age and how you communicate to them. So obviously we cannot communicate to our daughter Marcella, which is 8 years old, the same way we communicate with our 14-year-old.
Right.
There's a difference there. Now, obviously there are some things that you can communicate the same way, but I think when you have a younger kid that doesn't know how to process their feelings or their emotions or
they're
learning, you really need to be a little bit more cautious of that.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you develop that over time? You practice it.
Yeah.
You become aware of it. And then one of the key things that we have stressed time and time again is that you set aside time to develop your relationship with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you have a genuine, strong relationship with them and you're working on that relationship with them, they are more apt to open to you and to receive what you have to say to them. So are you setting aside time to talk to your kids? Okay, what are some key times that you have? You have dinner. Now, those are key moments that you have to talk to your kids and spend time with them and to pour into their lives, you know, just last night or just the other night, Tuesday night. Today's Thursday. Tuesday night, we had a great time at the dinner table. We had a time of devotion, and then we played the log game.
Jenga.
And those are moments that you just have, those moments that you communicate, you're developing that relationship. And later on, they'll be more apt. When you're investing in them,
yeah,
they'll be more open to talk to you.
Well, you're putting in relationship equity.
Yeah.
You're building that equity up. You know, because we've said it time and time again, rules without relationship leads to rebellion.
Yeah. And if it's important to you, you will make time for it.
Right. And if it's important for you to have a strong relationship with your kids, you know, you do need to learn how to listen to them. Building on what they're saying is a key way to do that. You know, you are listening to them, but while you're listening to them, you're actually listening to what they're saying and saying, you know, like, really? Okay, go on. You know, I'm hearing you, letting them know you're hearing them, but you're not constantly thinking about what you want to say and trying to prove your point. It's really listening. Really listening to what they're saying, sending them that message that what they are saying is valuable and it's important to you. Repeat it back to them, what they're saying. That way they really know, oh, mama is hearing me. Daddy is hearing me. Don't cut them off. You know, don't cut them off and just start putting in your two cents. Don't put words in their mouth. You know, and this is a big deal too. It's not rushing them. I know, God, I love Leo. He has to have patience with me. He is so kind and gracious because I tell stories. And he asked me a question, and I'm going to give you all the details and who was there and their life story. And so he has had to learn not to rush me. Like right now,
I'm still learning.
And it's because it's a dance. Just like it is in a marriage, that's the way it is within, you know, parenting. Letting them be heard. Like we have said time and time again, your relationship with your spouse and your relationship with your child, it's modeling to them how marriage is supposed to work, how relationships work, how communication works. And it's really, we live in a sad world out there because there are so many people that don't know how to communicate with another human,
yeah,
you know, and there's lack of empathy, there's lack of eye contact, lack of self-control, you know, all these different things. So how do we help with that? We start with our home. We start with the people that we're responsible for. Numero uno one is the one that we're responsible for, the one that's looking back at you in the mirror, first of all, saying, okay, am I operating in this way? Am I a good listener?
And also a part of being a good listener is that when your kids do talk to you, that you don't have something in your hands that's distracting you.
Yeah.
You know, actually putting it down or putting it away to show that you're fully present.
You know, yeah. This morning, Marcela woke up before I got her up, and she got up and she came in the living room, and I was just sitting in there having some time. It was quiet, and she says, "Mom, what you been doing in here?" And I said, "I'm just listening, enjoying the peace and quiet, and you know, enjoying the morning and the lights." And then she just sat with me. We just sat there together in the quiet. And then my alarm went off on my phone, and it said, "Get Marcela up for school," because that's what it's titled. And she goes, "Oh, Mama, that's sweet. You know what? I love you, Mama." And what did that say to her? She didn't just love the alarm, you know, but she loved that she was so important that actually I put that in my phone as a priority. And I didn't realize how important that was to her until she saw that on my phone and recognized that she is so important to me that I'm not going to forget her, that I'm actually prioritizing her.
Yeah, and Rebecca lives in this structure where she also has time set aside for when she gets from school.
Right.
You know, she has like a 30, 45-minute window that she's blocked off in her schedule to be totally present with our daughter, to get her, you know, acclimated from getting, you know, back from school, doing homework, talking to her about her day. And that just shows the value, you know, and we were very intentional in setting different times of the day to have those moments, to invest in them and to listen to them and to talk to them. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's not, you know, you are going to have those moments where it's going to be hours and hours and hours. And then you're going to have those days that is just a 30 minutes here, 10 minutes here, and that's okay.
Right.
You know, a lot of us live busy lives, but when you're setting aside the time, you know, to do that, that really says a lot. So I don't have the exact actual stat, but I know that the average, I think the average father spends only 7 minutes a day.
Yeah.
It may be less than that, way less than that, I'm not sure, but I know it's around that with their kids. But think about if you are more intentional in spending time with them, mm-hmm. and creating those moments, it's going to build that relationship, and they're going to be more apt to listen to you. You know, I wish I could tell you that our kids listen to us 100% of the time, and that's not the case.
That wouldn't be reality.
No, but we're doing our best to move forward every single day.
Yeah.
You know, and there are going to come those moments that, you know, your kids say, well, you never listened to me, or they may have said something to you, and you were just wherever your mind may have been, you just didn't hear what they said. It wasn't, whether it was communicated, it wasn't communicated in a good way, or whether you were just not really listening. And I think we need to be man and woman enough to apologize in those moments,
yeah.
You know, and that is going to speak volumes to them. And that's going to show, hey, look, you know, nobody's perfect. We have our moments, but that's very key. So,
and that's also teaching them how to operate in grace.
Yep.
You know, you show grace, but you also are going to get grace as well. And teaching them that.
So there's some key things we want to recap. Okay, so here's some basic ways to develop good communication. Encourage them to talk to you about the way they feel or think. Be a good listener. Focus on your response. Focus on body language. Think about their age and how you communicate to them. Okay, then you set aside those moments that you do talk to them. Dinner time. Find different opportunities. Going to errands, going to and from school, in the car. Be intentional, be interested in them. When you show interest in them and what they like and what they care about, they're going to be more apt to listen to you, and they're going to want to know what you're interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how are you listening to them? Repeat what they're saying. You know, send that message that what they're saying is important.
Mm-hmm.
Repeat it, repeat it, repeat it. Don't cut them off. Put words in their mouth. Don't rush them. Okay, and here are three things to really focus on. Okay, if there is three things that I would like for you to get out of this, this would be it. Number one, totally be aware of your tone. Totally be aware of your tone, because I've seen it time and time again, you know, in public. I've seen it time and time again where a mom or a dad would raise their voice, and that is how they communicate to their kids all their time. And they just instantly go into shutdown mode. Their eyes are glass over and they're just like a zombie.
They're not hearing you.
They're not hearing you. Because one thing, when you're yelling at your kids in public in a very, very boisterous way, is that the right word?
Yeah.
Yes. When you're yelling to them in public in that way, you know what they're thinking? They're not really thinking about what you're saying. They're thinking about all the other people that are looking at that kid that you're yelling at, your child that you're yelling at, and they're embarrassed.
They're more feeling humiliated.
More than anything else, that is what they're feeling. They're feeling humiliated, and they're worried about what everybody else is thinking in that moment in time. And then people are also looking at you and thinking, man, this individual's totally... has totally lost it, lost all composure.
Mm-hmm.
Not that, yeah, and listen, there may be moments like your kid's running out in traffic and you have to yell at your kid. Like, you need to yell. You need to communicate in that way. Or they're doing something dangerous to get their attention. But, you know, but you need to be more focused on in that moment. Does it really call for that tone?
Yeah.
Okay. The second thing is be present. Like we said a few moments ago, show you're listening. And number three, communication builds a relationship. So listen to them. They'll be more out to listen to you. Anything else you want to add?
No. I mean, you know, just really when you're listening and asking questions, be patient with them, repeating that back. You know, those are so important.
Yeah. So we want to congratulate you again for listening to this podcast. We want to encourage, if you can, please take a few moments to rate this. We would really appreciate that. Review it, share it. Join our community on Facebook and Instagram and invite other people to come along.
Yeah. Would you like to have Parents Initiative partner with you, present it in your church, Bible study, or an event you're hosting? Be sure to contact us through our website or social media platforms. The links are found in the show notes. We would love to link arms with you.
Yeah, and if you have anything that you would like for us to hit on, any topics that you want us to address, hit us up on our social media pages, send us a private message, and we'll be glad to begin to work towards meeting those requests or answering those questions.
All right.
Yeah. We're good.
Until next week.
Oh, next week's Christmas.
Ooh.
Should be fun. So we'll see. More than likely, we'll try to put something together for you guys to encourage you guys. And once again, we thank you so much for your support, your prayer. It really means a lot to us. You guys have a very Merry Christmas. And if we don't put an episode out next week, have a Happy New Year.
We thank you for joining us today, especially those of you that are faithful supporters of Parents Initiative. It's because of you we are able to put this together.
If you'd like to become a supporter, you can click on the link on the description to give now or go to parentsinit.com and scroll to the bottom of the page and click on a donate button, where you can give a one-time tax-deductible gift or be set up to give monthly.
If you enjoyed this podcast, you can subscribe, you can share it with your friends, you can click the share button, take a screenshot, share it on your social stories, and tag us at Parents Initiative. Thank you so much for joining us today.